Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. Common Confidential, Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.
You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. Welcome to Awkward Pillow Talk. I guess this is like our Halloween special, right?
We have the black, the spooky,
the black sheets. I've got my black skeletons with the They're bone-in skeletons. I'm pretty sure these glow in the dark, right?
They're supposed to.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out later.
Yeah.
But today we figured we'd talk about a few things. As we're gaining momentum on a lot of these different sites that we're on, we're trying to figure out how to navigate it, where to put our time, and all that kind of stuff. And TikTok has become a pretty big source of inspiration and fans, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So we've been on it a lot, but we want to make sure that people know that as we get on there, we're going to have a consistent night that we are on TikTok.
We're going to try
to keep that to be Tuesday evenings around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we'll call it our TikTok Tuesdays.
Oh boy. I bet everybody does that though.
Well, maybe, but we've had great numbers. So I don't care if everybody else does it because our numbers are good enough on Tuesdays.
That's fine.
So today's topic I think we're going to stay on is unicorns and like unicorn safety, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of going to be our main topic of both today's podcast and tonight's discussion on TikTok with everybody.
Yeah,
just how to keep things
Tuesday safe.
So make sure you guys, if you want to check that out, you come onto the TikTok. That's Awkward Pillow Talk on there. Follow us and we love to interact. We love to talk. Ask us weird questions. If we can't answer it, then we'll probably answer it on the next podcast that we have.
Yeah. And you know, like, I don't remember where I was going. It's gone. It's gone.
Okay. Now remember, we got Halloween coming up. If you are a parent, keep in mind that the dad tax is directly linked to inflation. So we're looking at about a 60% dad tax this year. Your kids might not be very happy about it, but stick to your guns.
They just need to work harder.
Okay. Yeah, hit more houses. That's what it comes down to. While we are on the topic as well of like just kind of doing some maintenance of things, some life advice.
Okay.
We discussed last time the idea of doing the Yes Day, the Triple X Yes Day, which that episode has gained quite a bit of popularity. It's actually now our most listened to episode.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is awesome. Well, our second most listened to episode, because we do have one, the Erotic Stories has over 40,000 listens.
Yes.
But that one is our fastest growing one so far. And I wanted to clarify some ideas that we kind of threw out there on it, because listening back to it, I realized we break up, obviously, as I'm sure all of our listeners are aware, our stories get broken up into several different branches sometimes.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that the idea behind the Yes Day was fully comprehended. And it's more so the idea that by you saying yes to your spouse, you are not minimizing their needs.
Right.
You are saying yes to everything, whether you think they need it or not.
Very true.
And then you're going to see how things improve from there. Do I think that Steph needs to hit a Pokemon stop every day? Physically, no. She's not going to die. But I can tell when her attitude, right? Like, whether you think it's important or not, it's important to her. And if it's throwing off her mood, if it's just a small thing that I can do to make my wife happy, 100%, I'm not going to argue about it. I know that no matter what, every time, if I need to go hit a stop for her or whatever, it's going to make her happy when I come back. Yeah. She's never going to be upset with me. You know what I mean? She's going to see it as an act of love and an act of appreciation.
Absolutely.
Because that's her love language. You know, she's not going to be one to gush over me and stuff or anything like that. I gush over her, but I know that she enjoys getting back like the acts of service, which is me going and doing something for her. Or also, you know, in the shower, we talked about, you know, doing that kind of thing, during the Yes Day, where you take over. And that's the same exact concept, I'd say.
Yeah.
So just clarification to go on to that, in case we broke off a little bit on the reasoning for why we're doing this. It's, you're not going to fully understand your spouse's needs.
Right.
Until you,
however big or small they may be.
Until you kind of just force yourself to, you know, I don't want to say serve them, but serve them.
No, but to see what makes them truly happy. Because, like, and you won't know that until you kind of, like, step back and look at what brings them their joy, and then you help take care of that joy.
I mean,
you kind of like, you
marriage
know,
is a give and take. It right. is every partnership, not just marriage, but you sacrifice something, you know, and then you hope that something better comes from it, essentially, right. you know? And I think that's, we've definitely done that. We've both given up on plenty of ideas that we've had of one thing or another that we were just dead set in, and we let those guards down for whatever, you know, reason, because we were with each other. And then we made new boundaries within right. our own, you know, marriage.
Absolutely.
I just think it's really important to have that sort of connection too. If you're going to have that, you know, obviously you have to have trust already to do this.
For sure.
But everybody, you know, the communication aspect of it is just, it's so crucial just to be able to understand your spouse like this. I don't know how else to say it. I feel like I'm repeating myself at this point, but
it is so true. Like, you've got to like communicate, and whether it's like by subtle hints or like, sometimes I'll be like, hey, you're running out to the store real quick. Like, hey, do you mind going to hit my Pokestop? Like, not like a, you know, aggressive way to say it, but like, it's just like a quick little thing. He knows it makes me happy. And he usually tries to do it even if I don't ask, but
sometimes I'm not sure if y'all knew this. I get distracted.
Right. So, you know, it's just like little things where you like, you just communicate, or like sometimes I'll like drop like a subtle hint, be like, oh, I'd really like whatever, whatever. But like, I'm not going to come out and say, these are my needs. And some people do, and that's great. But like other people, like myself, I don't fully know how to like express my needs, and so like I will say it in like a indirect way, and then people like Jason have to pick up my subtle hints. But he has figured out my
she has a hard time deciphering between something that she wants or something that she needs
right.
as well,
because like I don't need anything.
She doesn't want anything either, though,
right?
So it comes down like, do you want to do that? I don't know, maybe. You know what I mean? And it used to frustrate the fuck out of me. It still does from time to time.
Right.
Because sometimes I just don't want to make the fucking decision.
Right.
But I know that it's not a no from you at this point. I used to just immediately be like, whenever you said maybe, it's a no, and I'd walk away.
But now you're like, okay, maybe it's a yes.
Well, it's...
Depends. I think it's a situation.
It's you being like, I don't want to give an answer until I have every bit of information.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's hard to get you every bit of information.
Or like if you're trying to like order in food, you're like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. It's because I just don't know. Like everything sounds not right, and everything also sounds exactly like what I want.
You hit decision paralysis very quickly.
Yes, I do.
At a certain point during the day, I would say.
Yes.
You're just done making decisions. And it sucks when I've reached that quota too.
Right.
And then you're forced to make a decision.
Yep.
I think this is a good segue, though, because part of us figuring out your yes, no, whatever, was when we first started inviting unicorns over.
Right.
So we had, obviously, our first kind of unicorn situation was a built-in thing.
Right.
Because we had a friend that just happened to gel with us really well.
Right.
And then after that, we were like, oh, damn.
That was fun.
That was fun, but like, what else do we do? And I remember the next one that we got, I really liked her. She was really cool.
Yeah, she came back several times.
She did. And I remember we met her the first time out in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, okay.
And I recognized the dude that owned the Mexican restaurant because he owned the one locally to us.
So we were like 45 minutes away. 30.
Yeah.
Minutes. But, like, we drove towards her. And it was the same guy that owned the Mexican restaurant that was like down the street from us. And he recognized us too. He knew our order because we ordered the same thing every single time. And he was like, hey. And, like, and we were like, oh, it's my friend. Like,
and we were so paranoid about it too.
You know what I mean? And
like, everybody was
going
to know
guy.
That we're here to fuck this chick. Nobody's thinking about that.
I think he may have been.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think we overthink.
Just overthought it, maybe.
Everything.
I don't know. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is my friend.
But I remember after we talked to her and we were like, okay, she's a dork too. You know, we went over to Target and we just like mindlessly walked to Target with her.
I don't remember that part.
It was right as Frozen was coming out.
Okay.
Because we were looking at all the like Frozen stuff. It was around Christmas time or something like that.
So Frozen 2.
Maybe. Probably.
Yes.
And that was it for that night. Like, we dropped her back off. That was like one of the first times that we did like a pre-meet with a unicorn and didn't fuck on the same time. Because I'll tell you right now, most of the unicorns, they just want to fuck and then disappear.
But she was very nervous. And I think, was this her first time?
Yes.
So
it was her first time solo.
Right.
So because she was in a poly relationship and she was allowed to play, but she had not, I think. But.
Oh, I forgot about that.
She was really cool. And
we met up with her several times.
Yeah, we met up with her several times. She liked the film, too. Obviously, we didn't have release forms or anything back then, so I can't put it out.
Right.
That'll stay in my personal collection. but I remember that. She was one of the first ones that liked the film, and she was like, oh, can you film
this whatever or whatever?
And we were like, oh, this is cool.
Right.
And that was exciting. I actually forgot that we did the filming with her at the start, too.
I do remember there was, like, a picture.
Although we did it with your friend, too. We have plenty of filming. Right.
No, but I remember there was a picture that we had of her, and we were like, that was a good picture. And she was like, yeah, send it to me, please.
Yeah.
It was in our basement, remember?
You were eating her out, or she was eating you out, and I could see your pussy and her pussy.
And the lights were all, because we had the color-changing lights. Yeah. Or it was red or something like that. It was a very artsy-looking photo.
She was the first girl that you really started, like, enjoying going down on a girl with,
right, though.
Because I think with our friend, it wasn't that you didn't enjoy it. It's just uncomfortable when you know somebody so intimately like that.
Like, we were really good friends, so.
So, you guys didn't mind fucking me. Like, you had a cool, you know, interaction with that. But, like, on each other, it was different. And I could tell that, like, I'm trying not to say too many filler words. I can tell by how wet you got that, even though in your mind you were saying you weren't sure about playing with women still.
Right.
Your body was just like dripping and you were so excited, and it would last for a week or two afterwards.
Huh. Okay. I guess I forgot that.
And it was always this thing. So we start looking, and whenever we look typically for unicorns, we find them pretty quickly.
Right.
And it's always when I'm not actively looking though, like,
usually.
It's a weird way of doing it. But whenever we find it, you're always protective at first, I'd say.
Right.
Maybe not protective. Standoffish?
I'm unsure.
Unsure.
And because I don't know what their comfort level is. I don't know what their comfort, like with me, with you, with the whole
situation. You're not good with small talk in general. So,
like, I'm just super awkward. So, like, unless you are just as awkward and can match my level, I don't know what to do.
So, I always tell everybody when we're messaging, like, hey, yes, I am messaging you.
Right.
There has been several occasions where you have messaged. But typically.
I started getting in on the messaging later on.
Yes. But typically, it was, hey, I'm messaging you. I'm with Steph all day long.
Right. I am
so
reading.
So she is fully involved. I'm not the guy that's like, hey, I'm doing this on the side, hoping I can get my wife involved.
Yeah, no, I was there. I was taking pictures and like sending them to these women to like show like, hey, I'm really here. I exist. And I am consenting to this.
But it always got down to the points where when we'd want to meet up, I'd be like, all right, do you want to invite them over? Like, I don't know. You want to go out somewhere? I don't know. Can we set a time? I don't know. So I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to do it, because I keep getting these I don't knows. Her body language, when we talk about it, everything is saying yes.
Right.
The I don't knows are telling me nothing. So I would just say, okay, we're setting this up. And then you would start to get a little stressed out coming up to that time.
Like, I mean, I still get stressed out.
You still get stressed out. But at first, well, the first time that it happened, I was like, oh, no, I made a mistake, right? Like something bad is about to happen because you got so stressed out. And then once you meet, you relax and you're like, whew. It's just that anxiety coming into it. It can be read wrong. Like, it can be read wrong for other people too.
Right.
So I want to make sure that people know that, like,
I mean,
I understand Steph so well at this point that I know that when she's, she knows she can tell me no.
Right.
She has no problem telling me no. There's
and
never
it's
been
not that
issue.
I don't want to. I just, I hate the unknown in the what's going to happen. And even if it's a single female or a group or a friend, like, you know, it's just, I just struggle with the, like mentally preparing myself. So like it may come off as like standoffish or that I'm not enjoying it or that I'm, you know, doing this just because, but like, I truly enjoy it. I just, and once I, you know, they usually come over and we start talking, I like relax like significantly, but like until then I just, I struggle.
And you are getting better. You're getting significantly better.
Yes.
But we like to tell people that ahead of time that just know that's, this is what our dynamic is.
Right.
When you come, it's not going to, you're not going to notice it in person.
Right.
It is strictly a, before we meet somebody, as
I mean,
weird,
maybe they could notice it like when I first get there, but they're usually just as nervous too. So like they probably just play it off as, oh, they're feeling how I'm feeling.
It does not take us long to,
no,
you know, perk up. And you're better at small talk in person, not on text messages.
Right.
And small talk in person, she won't stop talking. I have to be like, hey, babe, we're here to fuck. Let's stop talking about, you know,
puppies
this and that. But I would say that first one taught us a lot.
Yes.
And I hate that she just kind of like
disappeared
because I always want to, I want to remain friends with these people.
Right.
But unfortunately that just doesn't seem to be in the cards because I understand that we are kind of, for many of them, maybe like a life phase, like something they needed to check off a list.
Right.
You
try
know what
something
I mean?
And then move on. And that's fine. Whatever. But like at the same time, like, she just kind of like one day just stopped talking to us. And then did she message us like years later?
I messaged her because I think I think you still are connected with her on Bumble.
I might be.
Never disconnected with her. So we probably message her again.
We live here now.
I'd totally get her out here. She still looks as good as she did.
Who knows?
She might even look better. I don't know. She was a thick girl, but she was like, she held it well. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like thick in the right spots.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So she's not listening.
I hope she is listening. She's beautiful. I had no issues with her. There's nothing wrong with calling somebody a thick girl.
Right.
I got
a lot
no,
of people like that.
I got no problems with it. So after that, we were feeling pretty confident though. It was, oh man, we're
that was
awesome. And we started putting our feelers out to other sites to find other unicorns, and we got catfished several times.
A couple times, yeah.
To where these women would send us pictures of themselves.
We were like, wow, they're gorgeous.
And they're like, oh, they're cute. And we would even video chat, and the video chat would maybe be like at a different angle or something. They'd show up, and they're like significantly larger than we expected them to be.
And it wasn't just, oh, they're a thick girl. They're catfishing us.
Now, I'm a gentleman, so I did still plow them.
Respectfully.
Respectfully. Oh, hey.
There's our cat.
There's our cat. And I will say that we learned some fun things from them.
Along the way.
One of the ones that I was definitely wouldn't have like just necessarily picked from the lineup. Like she showed up and she was larger than I expected her to be, but she had weed chocolate.
That's right.
So I was like, well, that's cool. And then she deep throated. She was the first one to ever deep throat me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually don't like it because I'm not sure if my dick was too big or what, but like, it felt like I was like hitting a brick wall at the end of her throat.
Well, you probably were. So, that was before you,
I know.
Gained a few.
Well, I want to mention that too.
Okay.
This week on OnlyFans, if you or Fansly or any of our adult sites, you can go check it out. You can see my dick is bigger. I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know.
I actually know exactly what happened. Well, I got that Bathmate Hydro Extreme.
Yes.
Is this dick pump thing they sent me? And
they wanted him to try.
They wanted me to try it out. And I've been using it for like almost 2 months now.
Yeah.
And really within the last like week or two, I've honed it into like feeling like it's okay. Cause it took me a while to like understand properly how it worked. I know that seems silly, but I refuse to read instructions. Yeah, so I have to figure it out on my own. But essentially, what you do with this thing is you put your cock in it. It's like you got to get it like halfway hard.
Right.
Put your cock in it.
With water.
With water. Well, you put, you fill this thing with water. You put your cock in it, and then you basically pump out the water and it expands it. I got the Hydro Extreme 7, and it's too small for me a little bit. But since they sent it to me, I'm not going to complain. But essentially, I can get to the end, and then my dick connects to like the air hole on the outside. So like if I squeeze, it like sucks. It's a really awkward feeling. I hated it the first time it happened.
Oh,
so
no.
I just don't max myself out.
Okay. Well, thank God.
I don't know what would happen. I don't want to find out. But I will say that, like, and I know that they say that it's a temporary thing or whatever.
Right,
that,
like, by you got to keep using it.
But I use my cock constantly. I'm not sure if everybody is aware that I do sex for a living. So it's like working out a muscle.
Right.
For me, I would say my boners are significantly stronger.
Oh yeah.
And I feel like I'm 9 inches plus.
Probably. We haven't measured it since.
I was bottoming you out last night, which I have not done that in quite a while. Like
couldn't take it.
You could not handle it, me going any deeper. And I was not even like.
Yeah, I wasn't. You weren't all the way in.
So
it could have just been.
I will say my stamina is also absolutely fucking ridiculous lately. Yeah. So this is why we're doing a podcast about unicorns, because ultimately Steph needs some fucking friends to come help her out. She's exhausted.
Yeah. I can't handle it, guys. Help.
After these you know, little spurts of unicorns we had, we tried to figure out what our type was. We've done ones that were younger, and those always felt awkward. Most of them never made it past the like texting phase.
Right.
I don't like to hit on women, so I think that maybe by me not calling them constantly beautiful or like trying to sex with them, maybe is not a
what
thing
they're looking for.
I'm not looking to make you fall in love with me, though.
Right.
I want you to ride my cock.
I'm here for that.
I'll make you come. She'll make you come. We could both make you come.
Maybe.
But
no pressure.
It could be great. We always make sure, and we've mentioned this several times before, that we are very, very transparent
and
upfront about what we're looking for, about safety, all that. We'll give our full names.
Right.
We'll give our address ahead of time, and we tell you, hey, make sure that you can, you know, give it to a friend or whatever.
If you want, like, we recommend that you do, like, share your location on, give them the address, like, have them watch where you are at all times, because while you're.
Yeah, we have friends we could even, you know, send you, you know, reference numbers to and have them be like, yeah, no, they're legit. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how much we would not find that weird. We understand your safety.
And
we
they think might think it's weird, but like,
we think
want their safety. Yeah.
Everybody should take a unicorn safety into consideration.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah. Cause like, it's scary.
Absolutely. And we've had, we're thankful, you know, we've had a lot of them trust us because of how transparent we are.
Right.
Like I told them before, look, I'm a real estate agent. Google my name.
Right.
If I did something wrong to you, you can destroy my entire career.
Right.
So I have no interest in doing anything like that.
Right.
That usually did the trick. At this point, I'm a public enough figure that, again, I have no desire to do that because, well, I'm not that type of person.
Right.
But also, it would ruin everything for me.
Exactly.
So we're just here to have fun. That is really it. I'm not trying to steal anybody's girlfriend or wife. I'm not trying to make you fall in love with me. I want you to come here and experience something fun.
Try something new.
Yeah, without judgment.
Right.
And, you know, Steph can talk to you about it too and make you feel better, because all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? All kinds of scenarios are on the table if you just stop caring about what other people think.
Exactly.
And that's the tough part, is to stop caring about what other people think.
It's so hard.
And when other people ask us too, like, hey, how do I talk to my spouse? I think that may be the first step, is that you need to start building something within your own relationship to says, hey, fuck what other people think.
Exactly.
Because you're really just not going to be able to go through that unless you, I mean, at least for us, that was our biggest roadblock.
Yeah.
Like, we've had a lot of roadblocks. If you're going to go back and be like, you've said this is your biggest roadblock on like everything. We've had a bunch. There's been a ton of roadblocks. People block the road for us everywhere.
I say we're constantly running into something and having to redirect.
So another one of the unicorns that we had was one that was super personable. I think she was actually the only one that I've ever found on Facebook.
Yes.
Found her through a Facebook group.
Yeah.
And I thought she was fake at first because it just seemed
too good.
Too good and too easy.
Right.
I don't want to say easy. That sounds bad. But
no, it was too good to be true.
Yeah.
Like you're like this, we couldn't have been able to find somebody that quickly through a Facebook group.
Correct.
Locally.
So I was skeptical.
Right.
She finally came over and she was very bubbly. She had a great personality.
Yes.
We got along really well. We took her downstairs, or no, we took her out to the hot tub because we were in Virginia at the time.
Right.
And we started fucking around in the hot tub.
We had drinks beforehand.
We had drinks. Maybe a little puff of smoke or two. But we went out to the hot tub and we all got naked because you don't get into a hot tub with clothes on. That's just swinger rule number one.
Silly.
We're playing around and I remember our neighbors at the time were having a party next door. They were having a cookout.
That's right.
So we're like, all right, we got to sneak this naked chick out here so that we can. And then we told her, we're like, all right, don't scream too loud because our neighbors are right there.
To be quiet.
But we laid it on her because she was in a robe that we had. We made her squirt like a motherfucker. I felt like I needed a raincoat. I've been with women that squirted before, but she squirted.
Well, that was after we came back inside.
That was after we came back inside. Yeah. We inside and we were fucking around and she just, it was
a lot.
Unreal.
Your robe. It was one of those like thick, like warm robes and it was soaked. And you were like,
it's
like, I don't know.
Unreal.
She kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Well, I kept doing it, though. Like, I knew what I was doing.
Right.
Like, I felt the trigger. I was like,
She kept apologizing. We're like, why are you apologizing? It's fine.
I was like, this is great.
Right. But I guess she didn't know that she could do that. So
that's what she says. I don't know.
Who knows?
But it was fun. Where it got awkward was we must have just tired her out and she just kind of passed out.
Yes.
And we couldn't wake her up. We were like, hey, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
And she just wouldn't. So we basically, we tried to let the dog wake her up.
Yeah.
And the dog jumped up on the bed and like licked her face and she didn't wake up. And we're like, all right, get down.
We're like, that didn't work. All right.
Because I'm not saying we let our dog like, you know, wake people up, but she liked our dog. Like it was like,
right.
You know,
so, she was already comfortable with the dog.
Yes.
It wasn't like our dog came down and was like being.
Yes. Just throwing that out there. But she wouldn't wake up. So we're like,
what do we do?
So I basically set an alarm for like an hour or two. I mean, I knew she was alive. I checked vitals and stuff. She was definitely asleep. She was snoring. So I basically like made sure that because we didn't know her well enough.
And she apparently wasn't like her plan obviously wasn't to sleep there.
Yeah, she'd never told us to sleep there or asked us if she could sleep there. So, and I didn't want her to wake up and be like, where am I? I didn't know what is the protocol here.
And she didn't tell, like,
she didn't tell anybody where she was.
She said she'd gotten a hotel not far from where we lived, but I don't think she ever slept there.
I was like, I don't know what the protocol is here. So I really didn't sleep. And
you slept on the couch, right?
At 4 or 5 o'clock, I went upstairs for a little bit. Because at 4 or 5 o'clock, I went back downstairs and was like, you got to wake up and you got to leave before my kids have to ask who the fuck you are. Right. And she was like, and she kind of like rolled over and I was like, you got to go pee or something? She goes, no. And I was like, how? Of course you don't, actually, because I got all the fluid out of you last night. But she just rolled over. She left. And we heard from her a few times since then. I think she's happily in a relationship now.
Yes.
And she was a cool person. That was just an odd situation for us to navigate.
Right.
And I think we navigated it the best way that we could.
Right.
And we will tell people now, essentially, especially women, like, look, if you're worried about drinking, like, if you don't want to, obviously you never have to drink with us.
Right.
We don't even have
but
to
drink. But if you want to drink.
If you want to drink and you need a place, we will have a safe place for you.
Or we can help get you
or
an
we
Uber.
Can Uber or whatever. We've paid for Ubers and stuff before, too. We would rather pay for your Uber than have to, like, explain to our, you know, spawn why you're here the next morning. But it wouldn't be the first time.
So
I would say we're on the hunt again for unicorns. And we're on the hunt for unicorns that will film. And we're on the hunt for unicorns that won't film.
Right.
We
want to have fun.
We want to have fun. So
we want to let people try new things and let us try maybe some new things. Or we could try the exact same thing that we do every time. But like to them, it might be a brand new situation. And, you know, we enjoy that. So,
yeah. So if you're a female content creator, you can reach out to us. The Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast at gmail.com. And along with that, just make sure that you send us any of your credentials, because y'all got to realize we get a lot of spam mail and a lot of dudes reaching out trying to act like they're chicks and stuff. So we're going to approach everything that we get with skepticism.
We're going to assume everybody's a dude until proven otherwise. Sorry.
Don't take offense to it. That's just how we're going to do it.
Right.
We've been just gotten too many times, or almost gotten.
Right.
You said you're close to your 40s. How old are you?
36.
36.
So you're a virgin?
Yeah, yeah.
And how old are you?
21.
All right. So how old are you?
21.
21. And why do you think you haven't lost your virginity yet?
Actually, because of religion.
Religion?
So, yeah, my parents were pretty religious.
All right. How old are you?
27.
All right, 27. So, how old are you?
20.
20 years old.
I know this is going to sound kind of douchey, but girls have actually been intimidated once I take my pants off.
Have you measured it before?
10.5.
10.5. Wow. Jesus fucking Christ. How old are you?
27.
27 years old. How old are you?
28.
28 years old. And you're a virgin?
Absolutely.
All right. So why do you think you're still a virgin?
Probably because of the way that I act. I get a little nervous, you know, hard for me to really shine in the spotlight. I don't know.
How old are you?
19.
19 years old. All right. So how old are you?
20 years old.
20 years old. How old are you?
27.
27 years old. And you're a virgin, correct? Why?
I've been in a relationship with the same person for like 10 years, and I guess we're waiting for marriage, and then it didn't work out, so I guess.
That sucks, man. All right. So how old are you?
I'm 19.
19. So not too old. You're a virgin, correct?
Of course, yeah.
All right.
100%.
You're a virgin, correct?
Yes.
All right. About how old are you?
I'm 24.
24 years old. How old are you?
I am 20 years old.
20 years old. And why do you think you're still a virgin?
Honestly, I went through a long relationship in high school. Lasted about 6 years, and went to just last year. And she's Catholic, so made it pretty difficult. I respected, obviously, her wishes, so you have to in that situation. And yeah, we're here.
Now, how old are you?
22.
Thanks for coming. How old are you?
I'm 23.
So not only are you number 20, but you're also the first 23-year-old.
Oh, wow.
So I've been getting sent these male masturbators, I suppose we'll call them, to try out recently.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, along with the stamina that I've been getting, I was hoping that these things would help give you a break. They have not helped.
No.
So we had Kiru send us their Power Blow. And then I also had Brazzers send us their Money Shot.
Yeah.
My dick got stuck in the Brazzers Money Shot.
Right.
Could not get it out. Scared to death. Thought I was going to die. Thought I might have to cut it off.
Terrible news.
You were getting yours next to me, and I was like, yeah!
you managed to get it off, and you told me afterwards because I was in my own head, so I had no idea that you
I've
were
not
fighting
stuck
for
my
life.
Dick back in it next because or since because I'm scared to try it.
I mean, I would be too.
And then Kiru sent me theirs. I will say my dick fit into Kiru's. I couldn't get it to feel good enough to do anything.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm going to keep experimenting. I think it's a me problem.
Could be.
Going to be absolutely
honest. I'm sure everybody else, is probably not as large, so they probably don't have issues, but.
Now there is one male masturbator that I have that has worked for me, that has gotten me off.
Oh yeah.
It's called the Handy.
I don't remember this one.
It's the one that has the strap on the outside and it goes up and down.
Oh yeah, I do remember.
So that one actually strokes.
Okay.
And that's the one that I did with the VR glasses.
Yes, that's what I thought. Okay.
And it felt like I was actually getting a blowjob.
That's wild.
Because it can run off these scripts and right. stuff. Kiru has that same ability to run off the scripts.
Okay.
I have not tried it with scripts. That could be the game changer.
Could be.
But to me, I don't see how that will be able to compare to the Handy because I like the up and down motion.
And that wasn't the up and down?
I wasn't able to get it with my dick, but
maybe you have to read the instructions.
But also, maybe my dick is just not the target size. The thing with the Handy is that it was open ended, so my dick fit through, so it didn't really matter
what the size was.
Right.
Okay.
Something to consider if you're looking into getting any of those things.
Yeah,
definitely check out the links on our site because any of these we have affiliate links for.
Yeah.
So if you go to virginitysnatchers.com, check out our sponsors or affiliates, click on those links. That'll give us credit for any of those purchases. We'd appreciate any support on that. Make sure that you come and check us out again on TikTok Tuesdays, 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be on Awkward Pillow Talk. And if for some reason we're not on that one, check out Stephanie Class X.
Yep.
Because TikTok does love to put the hammer down on us from time to time. Last time we got in trouble for replicating a live stream. We're like, no, we're live.
We're live. Hey. We went live earlier that day. And I think the issue was maybe they thought we were replicating it because we were sitting in the same position. We were wearing the same clothes because it was the same day. And I'm not going to change my outfit just because it's a different live. It's the same day. I'm going to wear it. And so maybe that was the reason, was that they thought it was replicated. Who knows?
Thank you again for listening. We really, really appreciate everybody's support. Make sure that you go and leave us a review. We would love to get some written reviews on the podcast if this has been any help to you at all. Make sure that you check out virginitysnatchers.com as well. The best way to support us is by going and supporting Steph's adult content. It's good.
Yeah,
this
I think
week
so.
it's got some good stuff. Big cock, shaved pussy,
what
going
could,
together.
What more could you look for?
There's a lot of that.
That they could be looking for.
No, a lot of that.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
Different colors, different sizes.
Yeah.
Different people.
Yeah.
All kinds of dirtiness.
Lots of fun.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at Awkward XX.
So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential, you know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome, too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration, too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.